Okay, so I'm going to start. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Lisa Lorraine Smith, the Chief Program Officer here at the network. And this is really an exciting little pop-up program for or affinity call for our Volunteer Services Affinity Group. And we decided to do this because last year, I guess in December, we had this Galaxy Digital presented to the network, and it was so good, and the software seems so user-friendly. I really wanted them to come back, and they are also a partner here of the network. So welcome back. I want to introduce our new volunteer affinity group chairs to you all. They're going to be leading this meeting, and that is Belinda Lasky from Alfred JFS
Hi.
and Anat Paz from JFS of Winnipeg. So, I'm excited to be working with you both this year, and I'll let you take it away.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Ana and I are excited to be working with you and looking forward to getting to know a lot of the volunteer professionals and other professionals throughout our network. We're also really excited that you joined us today for this pop-up. This is the first one of 2021. And this is with our newest network partner, Galaxy Digital. I'm going to give you a little bit of background and introduction, and then we're going to let them dive in and take on the show. Galaxy Digital has created Get Connected, which is a volunteer management software that includes features like tracking volunteer hours, event management, scheduling, volunteer check-in, and a long list that I'm sure our colleagues here are going to tell us all about. One of our sister agencies, the Jewish Family Service in San Diego, has been using Get Connected for a little over a year. And I want to tell you a little bit about what they've said about the program. They tell us that our volunteers who started after we transitioned to Get Connected have no problem using the site and can easily register and unregister for their shifts. The Galaxy Digital team has been an incredible support to our team, always important. Since the very beginning. And anytime we have questions, they respond on the same day and help us learn the new features. They link us to articles and include step-by-step instructions. I think we all like hearing that. Before we begin our actual program, I want to review some housekeeping details. The slide deck that you're going to see, along with the recording, are going to be posted to our Volunteer Professionals Affinity Group Resource Library folder. So everyone will have access to that. If you have questions, please put them in the chat box. I'll be monitoring that throughout the program. And in the end, we'll have time to go over all your questions. So feel free to chat us as much as you want. We also recommend that you keep your screen on speaker view, which of course can be accessed in the top right of your screen. That's going to help you see and hear our speakers even better. And now to introduce our main speaker. Das Church is an advertising executive turned entrepreneur, and he has a passion for creating technology that brings people together in order to do more good. Das is the founder of Galaxy Digital. He launched their volunteer management software product, Get Connected, in 2010 with five customers. Today, Galaxy has the privilege of serving over 800, mostly nonprofit customers in the US and Canada. So I know I'm excited to hear about their product. I hope all of you are too. Take it away, Das.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Belinda. Appreciate that great introduction. And hello, everybody. My name is Das Church. I'm located in Asheville, North Carolina, which is where the Galaxy team is located. That's our main office, although we've got offices in other locations. But I'll start, I kind of like to start by telling you a little bit about the company, just so you know our background. As Belinda mentioned, we started the software in 2010. We actually started the company in 2009. And my passion for bringing people together started in social networking. I actually built a couple of social networking sites. These are kind of large-scale social networking technology sites that were intended. The whole purpose was to bring people together. And you know, if you know, as I know you do, about social networking and Facebook and other social networking sites, Pinterest or Instagram, you know that the purpose is to bring people together with people. And that's what you do. You befriend people and you reach out to your friends, you build a following. So that got me very excited because of all of the ways that you can communicate and connect with people. So when I started Galaxy and we met a United Way, not far from where we are here in Asheville. Well, I see someone who jumped in from Atlanta, Georgia. Good to see you there. So when I met this organization, they were a United Way. They were telling us that, hey, we're having trouble connecting our volunteers with opportunities. If you kind of hear the theme there, it's all about connecting. It's not connecting people with people, although that does happen in our software. It's about connecting people with opportunities to serve. So it's a different spin on social networking in a way. So we started there. We began working with United Ways all over the country. And then we began working with cities and states and counties. And there were folks with disaster response needs. And they came to us and said, hey, how can you help us? And we began to enhance our product for their use case and for colleges and universities. And then for some corporations, and for independent nonprofits of all types and associations. You know, we never dreamed that we would be able to work with so many organizations, but it is all based around one thing, and that is volunteer engagement, volunteer management. So that's what we do. And we've been working at it for well over 10 years now, and I've got a great team, and I'm going to introduce a couple of those folks now. So I've got with me today, Oliver Waters and Miranda Staley. I call Oliver Ollie, and most people do too. So feel free to refer to him as Ollie. So Miranda is on the call here with us. She's a senior product specialist who's been with the Galaxy team for 5 years. And she has personally helped hundreds of nonprofits all over the US and Canada get a better understanding of the tools and benefits of volunteer management software. Ollie joined us in 2018, and he's got a real passion for teaching nonprofits how our software, Get Connected, can help them better schedule, track, and report on their volunteer program. In a few minutes, Ollie's going to show us a short overview of Get Connected. But make sure that I think I got cut off there for a second. Want to introduce someone else who's joined us, and that is Katrina Bruins of Jewish Family Services San Diego. So JFS San Diego has been a customer of Galaxy's for 2 years. Katrina is the community and volunteer engagement supervisor at JFS San Diego and has been using Get Connected for a little over a year. She's been kind enough to agree to talk with us about her experience as an admin of Get Connected and working with Galaxy's customer care team over the past year. So Katrina, if it's all right with you, I will go ahead and hand it on over. So feel free to chat for us a little bit about your experience.
Perfect. Well, great. First of all, it's great to meet you all and to be invited on this call. Thank you for including us today. As Belinda had mentioned, and as Das has mentioned, we have been using this platform for a little over a year at Jewish Family Service of San Diego and have seen the incredible benefits that it has had on our volunteer population. And so just very grateful for this platform, and I'm glad that this is being shared with each of you today as well. We have seen it as a tool to be able to engage volunteers, to be able to manage their hours, to post positions. It's easy as an application to be able to share a lot of different opportunities and events, and we're also able to send out mass communication emails through the site as well, which has been a really helpful tool for us, especially if we want to target a specific group. So maybe all the people that are volunteering in our nutrition department, or all that are volunteering in our safe parking department, you can easily kind of filter your volunteer responses to be able to send those types of communications out, which just makes it a lot simpler, not having to use another platform to reach out to your volunteer base. They've also have a space for events. So if there are events that are coming up in your community that you want to share with your volunteers, you can add those to an events area, and all your volunteers can go and see the events. So this has been helpful for us too in communication, and trying to figure out how to limit how many emails are going out, because sometimes we get bombarded with emails. But if we know that there's one place we can go to see all the events that are happening and kind of always reference that, then that's like a huge help and a benefit to our volunteers. So we have been using that more and more lately, and just kind of having more online trainings and events. And so it's been a tool that has been a benefit to us. Another great benefit is that you can store your volunteer paperwork on each Galaxy profile. So when you're creating a profile for somebody, and say you collect waivers or you do background checks, or you know, have to collect any information that you might need on this volunteer, you can actually store it right on their profile. So there's a section for files that you can go in and store your paperwork there, so that if you need to reference, hey, did this person finish their question mark, you know, like whatever all the tasks and paperwork that you guys have listed for each of your opportunities, it's a great way to go and double check it right there on their profile. So that has also helped us to not have to have like another cloud source or filing system for all the paperwork. It can all be just in one place, especially as like more requirements come up or with the food, like nutrition programs, you've had to do more food handler certificates and things like that in order to qualify volunteers. So it just gives us a platform to be able to, again, just store all that information, know when somebody's completed something. There's a qualification section as well. So each opportunity, if you need to have somebody complete an additional step, you can add a qualification onto the opportunity, and that would just be something that they can go and say, hey, we need you to do this food handler certificate. So you're not going to be able to sign up until you've completed that. So it kind of creates like a stop point until they've gone and done the next step. So that's also been a super huge benefit for us too, with managing so many different opportunities and trying to figure out like how to not get people to certain stages of the process until they've completed certain things. So I think you can all probably relate to that in some degree, depending on what your opportunities look like, but that is something that we all need to be able to have some of those checks and balances in place. So overall, we've just been super happy with the platform. It was a little bit difficult for some of our volunteers that were using other platforms of ours to transition just because it's new, but I think for all of the volunteers that we've had that have started with the program, it's been super easy. And I think part of the reason the transition is a little bit difficult is potentially because there's more ownership on the volunteer to kind of record their hours, to sign up for shifts, to kind of manage their profile. And so it really does help the staff a lot because it alleviates the time that you're spending on doing all these things. And it's asking the volunteer, hey, can you actually step up and support us in this way and, you know, keep track of your hours and sign up for shifts on your own and kind of manage your schedule. And there's always a way to do it on the back end. So if you have a volunteer that's not able to do it, you're welcome to go in the back end and kind of sign them up for all those things and manage it yourself. But it does kind of put the onus on the volunteer to be able to help you out and keep track of their hours there. So we've seen that as a huge help to our team too, and just kind of taking some of that time off of our plate. For some of the other platforms we were using, it was all like back end us just, you know, managing who's signing up for what and kind of creating the schedule. And so this has just made it super easy for us to ask the volunteers to support us in that way and to be able to again, take that ownership. So overall, we've been super happy. And I think as Belinda had mentioned that we had like wrote that the team just is super quick in responding. So anytime we have a question, it's like within a couple hours at the most, we usually get a response back with videos, with, you know, personalized videos, next steps. Here's a link to something that we've already done. Here's an article. If there's a feature that you need done, like let us know and we can raise it, the question up with other people that are using this platform and see if they also are needing this and see like what we can do to get this implemented. So overall, just super user friendly on the staff end and just getting the support that you need. And so hopefully that's helpful for you as you're deciding if this is a platform that would help your team. And again, we would be happy to answer any questions and be a support too as you're navigating this system because it is new. And so if there is like overlap in programs and things that you guys are doing that we are doing as well, we'd love to kind of support in any way that we can as well.
Boy, that was fantastic. I had no idea you were going to be so good at this. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And I, so just on the tracking of hours, I know you were talking about how, you know, the onus is kind of on the volunteer to submit the hours, although the admin can go in there as a quick way to add hours on the back end as well for an admin. Now, and I think we talked about this, but please remind me, are you guys using the check-in kiosk as well? Do you have like the volunteer check-in kiosk where people walk up and kind of find their account and then check themselves in that way? Or are you mostly asking them to fill in the hours form that is available to the volunteer?
We've mostly been asking them to fill in the form. And so some of them have the app, which I know that there's like been some adjustments that are in place for the app, but there is a phone app right now where you can like clock in, clock out. So kind of like you probably do for your time card for HR. It's similar to that, that you'd be asking volunteers. So some of our volunteers use the app. Others will go home on the computer and kind of log in the hours on the form after their shift. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, that's great. Great to know. Thanks for the reminder. Katrina, thank you so much. It's going to be really hard to follow you now. I think you've kind of done our work for us. But we're going to do our best. So thank you for joining and for saying those words. And just to kind of build on some things that Katrina said. Where we started is really kind of where we've ended up in terms of what our goals are as an organization. The first thing that we learned when we were learning about what kind of tools were available to nonprofits for managing and engaging volunteers, we were hearing a lot of complaints from organizations. This was in the earliest days when we were building the software. What we heard was that, hey, the software that's out there, that's available, that was available at the time, we were hearing is hard to use, it's clunky. So we said, okay, we got to make sure that when we launch the software, that it is as user-friendly as possible. It's got to look good. It's got to be simple. And then the other thing that we heard, second thing we heard was these folks we were speaking with would try to communicate with the companies that had produced the software, that they didn't get responses and that those companies weren't enhancing their product on a regular basis. So we said, okay, that's the second thing. We got to make sure that we enhance our product, that we listen to the customers who are contacting us and saying, hey, we'd like to see this or that feature. And we can't add every feature that everybody recommends, but we do our very best to listen and to keep track of what people are recommending. And then we make enhancements to the software regularly. When I say regularly, many times a year, we will be rolling out free enhancements. That's just the way we do what we do. It's the way that we try to keep the product relevant and make it easy for you to use and always fresh. And then thirdly, and lastly, we kept hearing that folks just weren't getting good customer care out there. That's always a complaint no matter where you go. My business partner and I said, we've got to give better customer care. We've got to be available. We've got to be accessible. We've got to be responsive. And we want to go above and beyond the call because no software is perfect. No product is perfect. So if we're doing a great job of listening and responding quickly, then that's the way that we do our business. That's the way that we handle our software. And that's our objective. So those three things, that's kind of our team and our philosophy. And I'm going to introduce Ali now. Ali, who is waiting in the wings here to walk us through the product for a few minutes. So Ali, feel free to take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Doss. I'll go ahead and share my screen with you all right out of the gate. Kind of a couple of thumbs up if you can see the JFS, it says Jewish Family Service. Great. This is actually Katrina's site. Katrina, thank you again for your introduction. I'm actually going to use your site for a little bit of the demonstration just at the beginning for branding and things like that. As Doss mentioned, I'm Ollie. My role here is working with hundreds of nonprofit organizations really who are considering volunteer management. And volunteer management software specifically. I spend all day, every day talking to clients and potential clients of all sizes. We have some organizations that we work with who are absolutely teeny. They have very few volunteers and a handful of members of staff, perfect fit for the software. We also work with some of the largest organizations in the United States and Canada. Some of our clients have upwards of 100, 200,000 volunteers in their system and everybody in between. That is something that I feel very strongly that our software is fantastic in the sense that it is very scalable. It's perfect if you have a very, very small volunteer program. It's just as wonderful if you're managing hundreds of thousands of volunteers. And if those numbers fluctuate as you go, it's not it's no trouble. The software is designed to do that. When we think about volunteer management here at Galaxy Digital, it's something, and Doss kind of mentioned this, that we view as essential, kind of crucial to running your programs as efficiently and effectively providing the resources that you promised to provide and that you shoot to provide for your community as best you can. And when we think about volunteer management, of course, we think of the logistics. You know, I need to make sure I have the right number of volunteers in the right place at the right time. I need to make sure that I'm ensuring all the different seats are filled so that we can achieve the goals we've put in place. I need to know who is where, things like that. And our software is absolutely going to help you with that. And I'll show you that as we go. But we also want to be thinking about the wider picture of volunteer management. We want to be thinking about who are our volunteers? How can we capture information about who they actually are? What network are they in? Who do people know? What skills do my volunteer have? What company did they work for? What schools do they go to? Things like that. You know, you might find using our software 6 months down the road, you might realize we had 100 volunteers this year who work at UPS, and we never really knew that before. Now maybe it's time to start thinking about how we can tap into that corporate group, perhaps reach out to them, of course, tap them for a donation, because why not? But also think a little bit about, you know, setting up corporate partnerships and days and things like that. So there's a lot that goes into volunteer management, and our software is designed to kind of help you with a lot of that. Now, of course, we are very, very aware that every single one of our clients is unique. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has different things that are important to them, and so on. And therefore, I'm going to give you a pretty broad overview of the product. You know, I'm going to show you it from kind of a bird's eye view without diving into all the very specific tools and features, just to kind of, I don't want to take up your entire afternoon. But when you see something that you think, huh, that's particularly interesting, I wouldn't mind diving into that a little bit more. Feel free at any point just to jot your name, email address into the chat. Miranda's there poised to kind of jot anything down. We can then reach out to you either later today or later this week, set up a time for one of our one-to-one consultations that we lead all day, every day. During those consultations, we talk to you about, of course, your specific programs, your needs, what your programs look like, what's important to your organization, and really help you decide, is volunteer management software something you should consider? And if it is ours going to be right for you? Is kind of the purpose of those consultations. Now, what you can see on the screen right now is actually our software. This is Katrina's site. So thank you again, Katrina. You'll notice as I flick through a couple of different Get Connected sites here that they're all branded to suit the organization. You will be in complete control of the branding of your site. The colors, the pictures, the videos, the training, anything you see on any of these sites is being managed by them. You have complete control of this. You can change these things whenever you need to. The idea being, we want our volunteers, when they land on our software, and if we use Katrina's, that it's clear I'm in the right place. You know, I'm in the right place here where I can find and sign up for volunteer opportunities. Your volunteers, and I'll use Katrina's, will be able to search all of your volunteer opportunities. This is where you will post volunteer needs that you have currently for your volunteers to get involved with. You may have some volunteer opportunities that you wish to be public. You know, everybody can see them and sign up for them. You may have some volunteer opportunities that you perhaps want to keep back and maybe only make those available to certain volunteers who meet certain requirements. You can do all of that. We'll talk to you about that in one of those one-to-one presentations. Volunteers, though, will be able to search for things if they know them by name. They can also sort and filter. You know, if I want to get involved and I want the Galaxy Digital team to come out and volunteer together, maybe I'll find something that's suitable for teams or that's family friendly, things like that. You may wish to list your volunteer opportunities as a grid, which is what San Diego have done here. This could easily be a list, it could be a calendar, or you could make this a map. That is totally up to you. If I click on this programs tab, this is honestly, a fantastic feature of the software. The idea of splitting your volunteer opportunities up into different programs or departments or just buckets, really. The main reason people will do this is if you have different departments or different people who manage different pieces of the pie. So if DOS manages our one-time projects program and Miranda manages the Help the Hungry program, for example, if you want to, you can have different people manage their area. We know, you know, just from speaking to the handful of folks I spoke with already this week from the network, we know you all have different pieces. Some of you will work with food pantry, some of you will have people coming into the office to volunteer, lots of different areas. You can set it up to be managed that way. It's also going to make it super clean when it comes to reporting. How many volunteer hours did we have in January 2021? Great, we had 10,000. How many of those were in our Help the Hungry area versus one-time projects versus supporting immigrant families? If you've set this up, you'll have that information in just a couple of clicks, and I'll show you the report reporting in just a few moments. If a volunteer finds what they're looking for, now volunteer opportunities in the software could be shift-based things. I can see that Katrina's got a few of those here. If I click on one of these, you'll see that they have multiple shifts listed out where volunteers can actually sign up for specific shifts. Volunteer opportunities could also just be one-off events. We have a fundraiser on the 5th of March at 2 o'clock and we need people to man the check-in table. Volunteer opportunities can also be what we call ongoing, maybe something more like a mentorship or something like that, where a volunteer could say, I would like to volunteer in this and reach out and work with Katrina and kind of set that up. In terms of capturing data in the software, you're going to want your volunteers to tell you who they are when they first become a volunteer. The sign-up process for a brand new volunteer in Get Connected is really up to you. It could be as long, it could be as short, really as is going to work for you. We have clients who have made this just one or two steps long. You could technically, if you wish, ask for as little information as name, email address, and password. You may, however, want to capture more data on a volunteer, such as their skills, their interests, their availability, where do you work, school do you go to, sign this waiver, complete this, click here to go to our background check provider and get a background check. The more information you put in here, the more searchable data you're going to have on each of your volunteers. Fast forwarding slightly to when somebody is actually one of your volunteers, they are going to have a profile. Now, this was kind of what Katrina was mentioning, thank you again, by saying that you can put, if you want to, a little more onus on the volunteer. You could have the volunteer do a little bit more for themselves, you know, save you guys a little bit more time. Volunteers will have a profile showing them their volunteer hours, the impact value, that's the monetary value of someone's volunteer time. They'll have access to a volunteer resume. That's basically a detailed PDF of all the volunteering they've done and when they did it. Perfect if you have any student volunteers who have required service, maybe court-ordered volunteers, anything like that. Those groups usually rely quite heavily on those pieces. This will be your branding, by the way. Keep that in mind. It's not going to have these five strangers here digging. This will be your branding, of course. You may or may not have noticed on the couple of sites I showed you that there was also multiple pages here. The software gives you areas where you can provide just information to your volunteers. So this could be, you know, maybe you have an upcoming event and you're not really sure where to put the information. You may want to post a couple of videos from the volunteer management team saying thank you for being a volunteer. You may want to post a couple of videos here saying here's how to use the software. If you have any questions, click here. Anything at all. These custom pages can be really used, custom pages and spotlights, we call them. You can see this site here actually has a survey embedded into it, which is great. You can put these things onto the software. It's essentially a way to make sure your volunteers are using the software to track their hours and, you know, and sign up for things and schedule themselves. Why not also use this area to provide them with any information you need them to see? The software has two administration levels. Just to kind of think a little bit more about what you guys would all do, your kind of hands-on experience with the software. It has two admin levels. It has what we call a program manager and also what we call a site manager. Now, we kind of hinted at it a few moments ago when I had the San Diego site up, but if you want to, you can give folks on your team, you can have people on your staff manage just a piece of the program. If you have somebody who just needs to post volunteer opportunities, manage their own schedule, and help you track volunteer hours for their area of the organization, you can absolutely do that. Perhaps DOS is a manager of our example program, and DOS doesn't really need to see all the qualifications. He doesn't need to see everybody's waiver. He doesn't need to accidentally send a text message out to our 200,000 volunteers. But DOS does need to post volunteer opportunities. DOS does need to manage a schedule of volunteers. He does need to know who's coming in and when. He does need to be able to plug in some of his volunteers who potentially aren't tech savvy and he wants to come in and plug them in on their behalf. He can do all of those things for his section. DOS will also be able to help when it comes to capturing volunteer hours. We hinted at this again briefly, but the software has, we like to think, a way for capturing volunteer hours that suits pretty much every scenario. You could absolutely, if you wanted to, just manually come in here and plug in somebody's volunteer hours. You can also ask a volunteer to do that themselves right from their dashboard. Just direct them to the big clock. They click on the clock and they can say, I did 3 hours on Wednesday helping out with whatever it was I was doing. I can submit those. Somebody can approve them. And away we go. We also, as DOS mentioned, we have a check-in kiosk. The check-in kiosk is absolutely fabulous if your volunteers are coming to a certain location frequently. Maybe you have a food pantry or a store or something like that. The check-in kiosk will work on any device that connects to the internet. It's a web-based check-in kiosk. Volunteers just need to provide their name, email address, or phone number when they arrive, whichever they can remember. Check in for their shift. The system does the rest. It captures their hours until they check out at the end. The app also kind of takes it a step further. We know there's a lot of meal delivery programs across the network. There may be volunteer opportunities that take place perhaps out in the country or something like that, where there's no place for a check-in kiosk, no trouble at all. Your volunteers can just do the same thing through their phones, right through the app. All of those hours kind of aggregate for you and your team, and I'll show you that in just a tick. Anybody who needs a little more access, somebody who needs keys to kind of everything, somebody who needs to be able to see what's going on across all the programs, somebody who does need the ability to send out a text message to absolutely everybody, anybody like that will have what we call site manager access. Anybody who is a site manager, and you can have as many administrators in the software as you wish. We allow you to have as many as you like. You'll have a dashboard. The dashboard is, again, customizable. But most folks will use it as kind of a snapshot of what's going on. Who are our top volunteers? How far are we from hitting those goals that we are trying to hit to make sure we get those grants that we're applying for? Which of our programs have got them having the most site traffic at the moment? Maybe we want to shuffle a few things around. How many volunteer hours did we have in October versus September? Just kind of general things like that. Now, all of these down this left-hand panel here, these are all drop-downs. Now, I won't go into every single thing for you. I want to make sure that there's some mystique left for your one-to-one consultations with the team. And it also kind of enables us to say, you know, what's important? Tell me about your programs. And then we kind of highlight a few key things. But I will kind of point out some, in my opinion, of the highlights. We have a tool in the software called Benchmarks. Benchmarks is a fantastic way for you to almost automate your acknowledgement of your volunteers. You can set up benchmarks for when a volunteer hits a certain number of hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, 3,000 volunteer hours, whatever it is. The system will then kind of notify the volunteer of hitting those benchmarks. You can have little badges, if you wish, appear on their profiles. Maybe you want to filter the database for things like, show me every volunteer who has hit the 50-hour benchmark. We want to invite them to an appreciation dinner, anything like that. The qualifications piece is something that was mentioned a couple of times earlier on. Qualifications is a way to add additional steps for volunteers to complete before they can sign up to become a volunteer. So this could be, and Katrina mentioned it perfectly, if you have some volunteer opportunities that require a waiver, some volunteer opportunities might require a background check. Some volunteer opportunities may require somebody to be CPR certified, things like that. You can add those qualifications right into the system. A volunteer then cannot sign up for something until they have obtained that qualification. One thing that's pretty cool, I think, the software has e-sign technology built in, meaning your volunteers can sign waivers, complete forms electronically right from your site. Those documents are then stored automatically with the volunteer's profile. No paper, there's not a big filing cabinet in the back of the office full of old waivers and things like that. It's all right here in the system. You will, of course, have a master schedule. Just as I mentioned earlier, that DOS has a schedule for his piece of the pie. Anybody who is a site manager can see what's going on for the entire organization. You'll be able to see which of your programs are full, which ones are totally empty, which ones are somewhere in between. You can, of course, schedule volunteers either individually. You could schedule a whole team of volunteers. You could also search your volunteer database for people who meet a certain criteria and are available at this time. You can then either plug them in manually or go ahead and reach out. Click this link if you can help us out on this day at this time. We're looking for extra volunteers. The user groups tool for me is up there in some of the highlights of the software, because the user groups tool allows you to group your volunteers together by things that they have in common. So one example could be, you know, you could group volunteers together who work at Galaxy Digital, would be a great user group. But it could also be volunteers who fit into a certain role, could be volunteers who are a certain demographic or meet a certain requirement of yours. The main reasons you might group people together are for communication, of course. Reporting, you might want to see how many volunteer hours, how many times did people who work at Galaxy Digital volunteer this year? It doesn't matter if they came in, if Ollie came in by himself, or if he came as part of a corporate volunteer day. I want to know how many times people who attend that organization, people who belong to this affinity group, volunteered this year. You can do things like that. It's also going to help you restrict things as well. You may have certain volunteer opportunities that you only want to be available to very specific groups of volunteers. You can do that in the software as well. We will help you as part of your onboarding get your existing volunteers into the software. There's some import templates that we use. We will help you bring as much data with you as possible. We will help you bring in all of your existing volunteers into the system. Once they are in the system, I can click on any of my volunteers, whether that I was imported as part of your data import, or if I create my account tomorrow morning, and I can see everything I need to about a specific volunteer. If I click on Mark here, for example, I can see this guy's contact information. I can see anything we asked him to tell us when he joined us. I can see his availability, his skills, his interests. Up at the top, I can see if Mark has any of the qualifications we need. I can see he has not got a background check. You know, his background check is not here. But if I click on his waiver, I can see that he absolutely signed his waiver back on the 29th of December. I can see all of that right here with Mark's profile. Get Connected has three communication tools built in. You'll be able to email, you'll be able to text, and you will be able to send out push notifications through the app to your volunteers. Each of the three tools allows you to filter your volunteer database. So perhaps you're looking to email just one or two volunteers specifically and just want to type in their name. Perhaps you are trying to email all of your volunteers who match a certain criteria. You can stack filters if you wish, and then you'll just scroll down. Use these handy tags here to email, text, or send over a push notification to all of those volunteers at the same time. If I click on reports for you up at the top here, this truthfully is one piece that we will dive into with you in the one-to-one consultations. We talk about what data you want to see. You know, what does your board ask you for at the annual meetings? What is your if the executive director walks into the room and says, I need to see this report, can I have it by the end of the day? Whatever it might be, we talk to you about that and we show you how the reporting tools work to show you specific reports and things like that in those consultations. So absolutely reach out to Miranda and schedule one of those. But I'll kind of give you an overview of the reporting section. The software comes with just over 50, I believe it's 52 or 54 or something, pre-built reports. These reports are running in the background of your site. You don't need to build these reports. You don't need to ask us for these reports. You don't really need to do anything with these reports other than look at them. Now, we have tried our best to build as many reports as possible that are going to be useful to most of our clients. Things that most people will at some point during their time as a client want to see. Things like, how many volunteer hours were logged in December? Things like, how many volunteer hours did this group give versus that group? Show me all my different programs and which one performed the best this year? Which one are people most interested in? Things like that, everybody likes. We've got those reports standardized. They're in here. Every report, by the way, is exportable. So if you want to put it into Excel, play around with it, you absolutely can. If there are reports that you need on a regular basis that we do not offer as standard, again, we can talk to you about this on a one-to-one basis. We will build you custom reports as part of the service we provide. So that is something we can talk to you about as well. See whether those reports are possible and kind of take it from there. Now, I have given a very, very broad scraping the surface view of the software, which and I know kind of Katrina's potentially watched this and thought the same thing. There's a lot more of the software can do that we haven't dived into. My kind of goal here was hopefully to whet the appetite enough that each of you will want to consider whether volunteer management software is something you should look into. And if it is Get Connected going to be the right fit? So I implore you, if you haven't already, I've seen the orange beacon in the bottom right flashing that the chat's been going off. So hopefully that's all good news. If you haven't already, pop your name and email address in there for Miranda, and we will reach out and get something set up for you. I am going to kick back to DOS. DOS is going to talk a tiny bit about our pricing and some of the discounts that we offer for members of the network.
Absolutely. Ollie, thanks so much. That was a great overview. And just as he mentioned, that is really intended to give you a taste. And it is broad. We don't know all of your use cases. Everybody has a slightly different program, slightly different needs, and are dealing with slightly different problems, sometimes very different. So the very best way to find out if Get Connected is going to be a good fit for those needs and your use case and workflow is to reach out to us and to schedule a little time to have a really personalized conversation with one of our team members like Miranda or Ollie. So please do that. You can, Miranda, you may want to pop the link to the landing page. We've got a little landing page that looks like the one on the screen there. Well, actually, you just did. Thank you. I'm not even looking at the screen. GalaxyDigital.com/NJHSA. Will allow you to schedule something with us, or you can, as Ollie said, just pop your name there in the chat and we'll reach out. So I want to talk about the discounts we came up with, and I'm working with NJHSA and Karen at NJHSA. And Karen, thank you again for working with us and for making this partnership possible. But we wanted to offer you all something that was very unique and that we had not ever done before. So we created some discounts that are exclusive only to NJHSA members. And that is initially a 15% discount on the software for everyone. So anyone who is in the network gets the 15% discount. So for instance, you know, let's say Katrina and JFS San Diego. So on their next renewal, there will be a 15% discount off of our pricing for them. So if you already are a customer, that applies to you. Then once we get to 20 customers that are all in the NJHSA network using Get Connected, then there will be a, let's see, is it a 25% discount? So 25% discount that will extend to everyone, not just the folks after 20, but everyone who is using the software who is an NJHSA member. So that is how we do it. Now you may be wondering, what is the pricing? So we do our pricing a little bit differently. We don't base it on the number of volunteers or number of admins. That's not how we do it. And the reason is because it has always felt to us like that is penalizing you for having more volunteers. And so what we do instead, we have a very involved process where we will look at your 990, your tax information that we generally can get very easily through GuideStar.org. We look at some of the lines there and expenses and revenue, and we have a little matrix that tells us what to charge. So it's intended to be very personalized, very specific to your organization, and it's intended to make it super affordable for anyone at any size. Ollie, maybe you can pipe in, or Miranda, and just let us know what's the standard kind of based pricing. So the lowest pricing. So where does it start? If you can do that, that'd be good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pricing starts at $200 a month, $200 a month. So $2,400 annual subscription. That is pre NJHSA discount, however. So even if you fall into our lowest pricing tier, you would still get that discount, which is great. There is a setup fee. The setup fee, truthfully, again, falls out of DOS's wonderful matrix, depending on the numbers that we type in there. But it's usually somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. That's a one-time setup fee. To talk a tiny bit about what that setup fee does cover, it includes your training. We have a wonderful training team, online training, as well as in-person check-ins that they do with you, which is wonderful. It includes what we call your consultative onboarding. So we talk to you, even more talking to you than you would have done with the consultant. We talk to you about your programs, what's needed. They'll talk to you about qualifications you need and show you how to get those set up and things like that. It also includes those data imports we mentioned. If you have a heap of volunteers already that you'll want to bring into the software with you, things like that, it includes all of that as well. After that, Perfect. It is just the annual subscription, including your discount.
Yep, perfect. Ollie, thank you for doing that and that quick explanation. And that really is what we had planned for today. I do want to make sure that we're answering all of your questions. Miranda, are there any questions there or Belinda, any questions that we're seeing in the chat that we need to address that have not been addressed yet?
I'm keeping an eye on the chat, and it looks like Miranda's answered a lot of people. Hopefully some of you have been taking a look at the chat. But just to give you a sense, if you're not looking at the chat, to have an idea of what your colleagues are asking is, does the product allow you to see a list of volunteers by program and wait list by program as part of the pre-made reports? To which Miranda said, yes, of course. So that's good news. And I know I just saw another one that I wanted to make sure we mentioned. Oh, about incorporating the link into your own website, right? Like, I guess the software link onto the website so that your volunteers would have access. So Das and Ali, I guess that's a yes?
Yes. So what most people will do, and I imagine somewhere on your current website, you'll have a volunteer page where people can click volunteer or learn how to get involved with us, things like that, that are kind of organically on your current website. Somewhere there, just link the software, or multiple times there, link the software. So you could, you know, if you have a page on your website, for example, about a food pantry, you could even link those volunteers directly to the volunteer section on the software, which is kind of cool. So yeah.
And I think that this is an important question to ask. It was one of the first, but in case people didn't see the answer, the question was, what is the time needed to get the program up and running?
Yeah. So the onboarding process I mentioned is very, very consultative. Again, it's something that kind of comes out of those one-on-one meetings. We talk to you about things you're going to need, things you're perhaps not going to need. And I'm sure Katrina could even talk to this. The software isn't you flick a light switch and the software's up and running and ready to go. You know, it is very, very robust. And there's a lot of features in there that we won't be able to kind of plug in for you. Things like your schedule, for example. We obviously don't know your schedule. You'll have to create your schedule in the software. Things like attaching your waivers to the software, things like that, you will have to do yourself. We shoot to ensure we meet your timeline. It's kind of a cop-out answer in truth, but that is something we really try to do. We have clients who will purchase the software and have it up and running remarkably quickly. We have some clients who will purchase the software and have no intention of rolling out to volunteers for even up to 15 weeks. There's no right or wrong way of doing it, truthfully. Whether you want to roll it out program by program is something a number of our clients also consider. A lot of people will do that too. Bring on some programs and then other programs later is also fine.
I would like to ask a question.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, go right ahead.
Hi. Is there a way for you guys to share the current agency within NJHSA that are using the software, so we internally can ask questions and see if this is something that we would like to use? Because this platform, I mean, it was one organization and we all know they're so different, like the countries, Canada versus US and other things, just to have feel more, I guess, informal and asking questions. So I don't know if that's something you can share And then was Lisa and then Belinda and myself will forward that information to the members for those that would like to.
Absolutely. Yeah, happy to do that. We will send, we have some, I know some who are in the, who are in the process of adopting the software and who are not launched yet. And then we have a handful that are already using the software. So we will be happy. I will want to make sure that we're, we'll let you know everyone who's selected the software. I mean, that would be, so even if say they're not fully up and running, but if they're towards the end of the process enough so that they can say, here's been our experience, then we'd be happy to share their information with you.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Were there any other kind of outstanding questions, things that maybe you had on your minds that weren't answered in the chat?
Lynn. Yes.
Thank you. With a lot of our volunteers doing remote virtual volunteerism right now and for the foreseeable future, does this allow the volunteer to connect with whatever device they're using to the program? Is there, I don't know how to even ask it, in terms of entering in all their data, like it's not centralized by them coming into a facility, they're doing it from their homes.
You mean from their phones or their iPads or their
right.
Yeah, I can talk to that. The software is all web-based. So as long as the device they're using has access to the internet, so a phone, a tablet, an iPad, anything at all, they can use the software to its full functionality, which is great. We also at the kind of the beginning of early 2020 had a lot of clients who were asking similar questions. We're shifting to a virtual volunteer world. We have a number of features, including actually some filters that we added to the software where volunteers can filter specifically for virtual volunteer opportunities. If you probably had some volunteers, who thought, I'd still want to be involved, but I'm not comfortable going into the facility or the facility's closed, but I know that there's still work that needs to be done. We added a number of things to kind of facilitate that as well, which I thought was pretty great.
This is Melissa from Detroit. For some reason, the chat is not working for me. May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
When you say that you help with data conversion, do you do the data conversion? Or do you say like a current existing volunteer program that we're using, say it's Volgistics. Do you do the data conversion for us?
So we will absolutely, what we do in the onboarding process is kind of talk you through how to get us the data that you have. Let's, again, with the example of Volgistics, we've done a lot of, helped a lot of folks move from that platform to ours. So we will kind of walk you through how to get us the data, what data to get to us, and then our team can import the data for you. We can also teach you how to import data if that's something you need to do ongoing. But in the beginning, when we're helping you move from one platform to the next, it's absolutely our team that will be hands-on and will add the data, your data, to our system for you.
Okay. I have one other question, if you don't mind.
Sure. Not at all.
We need 3 minutes at the very end, Dawson.
Okay.
Four. Okay.
Okay.
Three seconds.
No worries.
It seems similar to Volunteer Hub. I've used Volunteer Hub before as well. Can you customize landing pages for companies, for example? So you could give them a link to a customized page with their logo and all that for volunteer opportunities?
Yes. Yes, you can. I'll let Ali explain because he will explain it better than I will.
Yes, you can. I actually almost showed it in the demonstration and then didn't, because I was conscious of time. But yes, you can build out pages using our user groups tool. You'll build out the page, and then using our user groups tool, you can kind of say certain volunteer opportunities will only be available to volunteers who are in certain groups. For example, somebody who works at a certain company. You'll also be able to build out an area almost for them where they will be able to see their total impact as a as a company or as a partner. They can see, of course, volunteer opportunities that are specific to them. They can also see, here's the impact we've had on, you know, JFS Detroit, for example, in the last, however, you know, filterable by date range, which is pretty great. They can also export that information too.
Right. And in each of those cases, there's branding that can be added for that partner. So just so you know.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Well, I think we really want to thank you for doing this presentation, to Ali, to Das, Miranda for answering the questions, and Katrina, thank you so much for giving us your firsthand knowledge of using this product. I know a lot of you, again, are still doing questions in the chat, but I think that the Galaxy team is taking your emails, and I'm certain that they'll follow up with you, so thank you for that. And again, you know, we're happy to send out any emails on your behalf as well. We're thrilled that you're all here today. Anat and I want to make sure that you know that our next full official meeting of 2021 is on Wednesday, February 17th at 1:30 p.m. A little bit later today, I think Lisa is going to send you an email as a reminder, and it's going to have a link to a survey. Anat and I are trying to do a little bit of mapping to understand who our volunteer colleagues are across the US and Canada. So please take maybe 2 minutes to fill it out. We're just going to ask about how many volunteers you have in your agencies, the kind of work that's done. That's going to help us craft this year's programs for you. And of course, if you have any ideas, any thoughts, any things that you want to bring to the group, Anat's available, Lisa's available, and I'm available. So thanks again for everything today, everyone.
Thank you all.
And thanks so much for letting us present, and take care, everybody.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Thank you.